What's in your veggie burger? David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. Whatever you want to call them, there's no doubt that alternative meats are skyrocketing in popularity. But take a look at what these foods are made from. Plant-based meat isn't as healthy as you'd think. Marketing leads us to believe that plant-based burgers consist solely of that, plants. Here's Acting Director for the Center for Consumer Freedom, Will Coggan.
It's not the same thing as a salad. You know, people hear the word plant-based in front of these foods, you know, plant-based meats, and they go, oh, that sounds healthy. You know, it sounds like a bunch of chopped up vegetables made into a patty. And that's not quite the case. And that's what we're trying to go out there and just make sure people are aware of this, because, you know, if you're buying this stuff at a restaurant or a fast food place, you're probably not going to see what the ingredient list is. And so you have no idea what's in this stuff. And you might be under the false impression that, oh, this stuff's healthier for me. Well, at the same time, you know, a lot of people, if you ask them, what's a healthy food? What are you trying to do with your diet? They would say, oh, I'm trying to eat fewer processed foods and fewer processed ingredients in my foods. So it kind of cuts against what consumer trends are.
Coggan claims that we're being duped into eating heavily processed food that contains numerous preservatives, additives, fillers, texturizers, and chemicals linked to cancer. They're high in sodium and low in nutritional quality. He adds that consumers should not be told that highly processed fake foods are any better for you than the meat products they're replacing. This report was produced by the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm David Sparks.